I would like to welcome everyone to the Abrahamic Promise webinar. I'm Len Grice and currently chairman of the Pastor Bible Institute, which is sponsoring this program. And if you haven't attended a webinar before, a webinar really is to give you information. There will be some time for questions at the end of each presentation, but we hope to share with you in these presentations some of the information that we think is important as we look at the Abrahamic promises. And we'll talk more about this in a minute as far as how we developed this. But let me give you some background information. As I said, the Pastoral Bible Institute, which is also known as the PBI, we are publishers of the Herald magazine, is sponsoring this Abrahamic Promise seminar. As a little background on the PBI, it was started in 1918 as an effort to regather brethren who had been expelled from Rutherford's Watchtower or had left voluntarily. And this special issue that you see of the Herald magazine was a Bible student history issue, which details much of what went on from the days of Pastor Russell, who began the Watchtower, until the modern times. And so if you haven't received this issue, you can receive it by requesting it from the Herald magazine. The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, the magazine, it became the main focus of the work to regather the brethren outside the changed watchtower. There was other work going on with pilgrims, but the Herald became the publication that was meant to help people understand and recapture the name. The named Pastoral Bible Institute was selected just for that reason, to reconstruct what had been the legend of Pastor Russell. So the Herald itself of Christ's Kingdom is oriented towards consecrated Christians running for the prize of the high calling. That was the original intent. It remains our intent today. Although it has a wider readership, our articles are focused on that extent. A membership in the PBI is open to anyone who supports that purpose of the organization. Each year, we elect a board of directors. The membership elects it, and each serves a one-year term. And at the annual meeting of the PBI, the board appoints five editors for the Herald magazine. Now, no more than three of the board members can be editors or directors of the PBI. So it assures we do have an outside voice. And that was one of the important things as it was selected at the very beginning. In the 1990s, when the Herald magazine and the PBI was reorganized, the Herald became more of a theme-based magazine. You may recall Brother Carl Hagensick, who was the editor, managing editor for many years. During that time, we converted to a theme-based magazine. And we have multiple authors that contribute articles each. Editor that manages an issue must select their own authors for those articles. The editors, however, all five editors review, edit, and approve all articles without the knowledge of who the author is. And we feel that best assures that there is no prejudice in looking at the authorship of an article. This particular webinar comes from as a follow-up to our May-June issue that many of you probably are reading now or perhaps have already read. On the Abrahamic promise, there was an issue a couple of years ago on the promises to Israel and the Israel's restitution. And this is really a second issue regarding Israel itself. Today you'll see five half-hour presentations and an interview with a sympathetic Israeli, which I think will be very enlightening for you. And I'm going to talk to Todd about that in a minute. Following all the presentations, there will be a break of 15 minutes. Now, during that time, we we'll open for questions on that speaker's presentation and then give any time for a break between these presentations, which will conclude at 1:45 Eastern Time. And those that are presenting today are the authors of articles that appeared in this issue. We have only one article that is will not be included today because of a prior commitment by one of the authors. So that is our plan for today, and I'd like to now have Todd open his mic. We're going to talk a little bit about this issue and some of the things that went on with it. And I would encourage all of you, when you go on your view, you can, under a view, you can look at the speaker and side-by-side presentation, and that will sometimes help you if you want to have see the speakers at the same time that you are looking at their presentation. They all will be PowerPoints. This is being recorded and will be available on channels of distribution afterwards. Todd, you were the manager for this issue. When you think back about what your goal was and what your purpose was in this issue, could you tell us a little bit about what went through your mind?
Well, that's a great question, Len. Thank you very much. One of the goals was to look at the Abrahamic promise from the Jewish perspective. In other words, look at how the Jewish people might have thought about the Abrahamic promise throughout the ages. And I think some of the articles are flavored that way. But the other, obviously, is at the end of the age, where the end of the gospel age where we are, a retrospective, so that we can look back on all the wealth of information that we have and just realize how fortunate we are at the end of the gospel age. Yeah. So I really wanted to just get the Abrahamic promise out in a easily digestible format.
And Todd, one of the things you did with this issue was you published a wonderful chart. And if you have it there, you can, people won't be able to read it, but you can perhaps hold it up. So it was part of the issue, and talked a little bit about what it was you desired to have in that chart that accompanied this issue.
Yes. Great question. I'm trying to, there you go. Now you can see my background. This is what the issue looks like. And inside the issue is a infographic foldout. I like to do infographics because I think they encapsulate information very clearly. And what we decided to do with this issue is to take a look at the original promise that was given to Abraham, which you can read on the up on the top of this foldout, and then take a look at the seven different doctrinal matrices that are implied in the Abrahamic promise. And that's what we have under the original promise of Abraham. Now you see we have the chronological order of each of 21 prophets, including Abraham, but we have those matrices which include atonement, resurrection, restitution, ransom, the restoration of the people to the land of Israel, the restoration of the physical land of Israel, and then finally the restoration of the people of Israel back to God. So that's kind of the flavor of that handout. It represents hundreds of hours of the editor's time, and thank you very much for that. But also, it might be an opportunity. I have a 1,200 extras printed if anybody would like to order more for your church or ecclesia. Feel free, because they're available.
So, Todd, tell us a little bit about why you're so excited about Israel.
Well, it's one of the more definitive proofs of the presence of Jesus, the invisible presence of Jesus and the inworking of Jesus among the nations, and the ushering in of God's kingdom on earth. And this is what Jesus spoke about during his first advent. This was the incipient beginning of the kingdom of God. Look at what happened. Jesus proved that he was the Messiah. He did healings. He healed the lame and the blind and the sick and the poor. He gave people hope. And he distributed the Holy Spirit after his death and resurrection. So what we have today is the consummation of everybody's hopes and dreams. And frankly, the many Jewish people's life and faith was shipwrecked throughout the ages because they could not assimilate the benefits of the promise in their spiritual mind. And that's what I think we have the opportunity to do, to grab hold of those promises and to use them as a basis for faith.
Yeah, thank you. Today, I think people will see, you know, through history, some of the terrible things that were done to, in the name of Christianity and otherwise, to eradicate the Jewish nation and eradicate the Jewish people themselves. But yet God preserved them and preserved them for a purpose. And that's really what we want to achieve today, is to show that promise to Abraham was a solid promise that God will not take back, and that despite all the efforts made during all the years to, including today, to get rid of the Jewish nation and get rid of the Jewish people, God has preserved them for a purpose. Now, Todd, you have connections with many people in Israel. Can you tell us how that kind of came about?
Yes, I have a neighbor that lives about five blocks away, and he knew I was sympathetic to Israel. His name is Todd Applebaum, and I love him like a brother. And he asked me to be a part of a group called the Israel Leadership Institute 8 years ago. And so I did, and that was the beginning of my story. It introduced me to so many different people. And Yoni Cooper, who you will meet today, is an outgrowth of that relationship. Now, one more thing I'd like to share with you about the beauty of this promise is that the mercies of God show that his promises are given and fulfilled in the nation of Israel before they have belief in him. As a nation, the nation of Israel does not really believe in the power of God, but God's mercies are such that he is fulfilling his promises to their father Abraham in spite of it.
Right. And just to give everyone a flavor, I know on the program we had issued by email, we detailed some of what they'll see today, but let me just run through this before we close and enter our first, have a prayer and enter our first presentation. You'll be hearing about God's covenant of promise from David Rice. You'll be hearing about the promise for kings and prophets from Jim Parkinson. Todd will be interviewing an Israeli, sympathetic Israeli friend who has been really a close associate and very welcome by the to the Herald group. We'll talk about the words, life, and work of three of the major prophets that deal with Israel and how they point to today. Then there'll be a discussion on Daniel, and who was a prophet of hope. Tom Riggiorello will be giving that, and then Todd will wrap it up with them that fear my name. So we hope that this will present good information for all of you to take and know that why we love Israel and why we support Israel as both a fellowship and as individuals.